Blog Talk Radio.
Believe it's not so. Magical Metaphysics, welcome to our show. When it's that time, it's our Mystical Magical Wednesday. And I'm your host, Goddess Celtic Reina. And I'm broadcasting live from Scottsdale, Arizona. Although Blog Talk Radio accommodates listeners from around the world, wherever you are, you're welcome to give us a call today. And if you want to listen in or call in to speak with our special guest, you're welcome to. We welcome you. We're grateful for your support of the show, Magical Metaphysics here. It's courtesy of Greater Good Ministries Radio, which is all inspiration all the time, and courtesy of Blog Talk Radio. Magical Metaphysics is a metaphysical, unlimited radio program here via Blog Talk, and we celebrate life and our spirituality, and we believe that you can have a magical life where all your wishes come true, because we already possess the magic wand. And I say wand, W-A-N-D. It's just a matter of harnessing and focusing the power of your mind and your feelings to manifest your desires in this life. Self-empowerment, amplifying your energy, directing your energy properly, being grateful for every breath you take and every step you take and every move you make. I think there's a song like that. Every breath you take and every step you take. I forget the name of it, but gratitude, you get what I'm talking about. Being grateful, because an attitude of gratitude attracts more, and you certainly cannot attract more without being grateful for this time and everything that you have in your life at this moment, the many simple blessings that Spirit provides you and provides us. So this show is about teaching you manifestation tools, humor, laughter, love, truth, the truth sets us all free, and soul growth. It's so important to always be learning new things every day in every way and not get stuck in the mucky muck and never think we know it all, because that's a danger. That definitely kiss of death to feel that we know it all when there's so much to learn and so many things to learn. It's real exciting when you look at life as a student, as a lifetime student. So we want to think it, feel it, believe it, and be open to receive it. We are the creators of our destiny. And Magical Metaphysics is a Blog Talk Radio program and GGM radio program that brings hope, healing, self-empowerment, and compassion for people. And that's what my guests are here about to teach you, as well as myself. And, we learn from our callers as well. We want to hear not only from you to call in for a reading, or, you know, maybe we want to hear what you have to share and your tools of empowerment, things that have worked for you, because somebody out there needs to hear it at that perfect time. Everything's in divine perfect order. My guest today is one of my favorite and one of the best tarot gifted healers and readers from Dallas, Texas. He is just awesome and very inspiring to me personally. He is the mystical, magical Matthew Pierce from Dallas, Texas, and we'll be bringing him on here in a second. Through years of study and practice, Matthew has been able to gain access to universal wisdom through his guides and his higher self. He was once a student of Christianity, but now Matthew embraces many forms of spiritual studies, and he believes that the universe has worked with him to plot out his course here on earth. Matthew's experiences started about 5 years ago when he was encouraged to tap into his gifts with Alice. Alice is his loving spiritual mentor. And we'll say hello to Alice, and thank you to Alice. I love that name, Alice. It makes me think of Alice in Wonderland, the mystical, magical Wonderland. Matthew's website, you can reach him on you can Google his name, Matthew A. Pierce, P-I-E-R-S-E. I'm sorry, P-I-E-R-C-E, Pierce, like I'm going to pierce your ear. Don't worry, I won't pierce it, but... Anyways, his website is www.matthew, that's M-A-T-T-H-E-W-A, Pierce, that's P-I-E-R-C-E.com, MatthewAPierce.com. You can also find our show page for Magical Metaphysics on Facebook. Just type in Magical, M-A-G-I-C-K-A-L, Metaphysics, and like us on Facebook. We love to... share lots of metaphysical magic and quotes and inspirational uplifting comments and chants and spiritual guidance, you know, everyday guidance on the page Magical Metaphysics. So without further ado, let's bring on our guest from Dallas, Texas, the mystical, magical Matthew Pierce. Welcome, Matthew.
Hello, how are you?
I'm warm here. I had a Pinnacle Peak hike again at lunchtime today, and it was just very warm and beautiful, and just love spending time with Mother Nature. And so it's sunshiny here. It's about 70 here in Arizona. How's it doing in Texas?
It's kind of chilly here, but we're doing okay.
Are you keeping warm, Matthew?
Definitely keeping warm. Taking and kind of right in the midst of a move right now, kind of taking and moving from one place in the Metroplex to another. But that's neither here nor there. But I do have to go out in the cold a little, and I'm okay with that.
Oh. Are you relocating your home, your abode? Matthew?
I am relocating my abode. Yes, it's that time of my life to kind of reevaluate and kind of see what needs to be there and what doesn't need to be there. And so I decided that I could actually live with something a little bit smaller, a little bit more efficient. So
uh-huh.
That's kind of what I did. I'm making a transition. Yeah.
Yeah, wow, that's interesting. That's wonderful. Well, congratulations. It's always good to keep it simple, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Keep it simple. No. Life works well simply, huh?
I feel so much better about my life in looking at some of the stuff that I got rid of. 2013, was a hard year for a lot of people. And so a lot of things started kind of like flowing out of people's lives. And the same way happened with me. A lot of things started flowing out of my life. I had some health issues. I had some financial issues. All of those things that many, many people, across the world have. But 2013 was a really hard year. So 2014, I just, decided to make it, one of those years that I look and see what works. What is actually working in my life and what is not working in my life? And I started making changes, from the insights that I started gaining in that. So a lot of the stuff that I didn't need just happened to start leaving, and I'm better for it.
Oh, wonderful. That's wonderful. I know. I really believe in the motto, sometimes less is more. Less is more can be a beautiful mantra, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, there's so many things that we really don't need in our life. We think we do at the time, and then it's so empowering, I think, to us to realize that, to do away with those things that we can detach from and just truly find meaning and what really does matter, that happens to be less, you know, sometimes, and streamlined, I guess, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, and
thinking out loud, thinking out. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. When you when you go through a move, you find out how much material stuff you have that you. I mean, I was going through my closet and going, I don't remember this. Where did I get this from? And it's just amazing how much stuff we accumulate just because we think we need stuff.
Oh, isn't it?
So.
And it feels so good to,
I just had one big yard sale and got rid of a lot of stuff.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, wonderful. I want to mention to the callers, our guest again here is Matthew A. Pierce. He's a very gifted tarot reader and a metaphysical healer and spiritual healer from Dallas, Texas. Our call-in number today, if you'd like to ask one question of Matthew, maybe there's a question you'd like to ask for 2014 that's on your mind, you need some help with, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. That's, if I said it too fast, I apologize, but it's 347-237-5339. Just go ahead and press 1, get in the queue, and we'll see your call, and we'll be able to give you Matthew will be able to gift you with a one-question reading. And so what else do we have happening, Matthew? We've got a couple things going on, don't we? We've got tomorrow we've got a black moon, right? It's going to be completely invisible. And but isn't it powerful for manifesting? Aren't we supposed to light our candle and kind of do a ritual with writing all our highest goals, dreams, wishes that we'd like to manifest with the?
Absolutely. It's a wonderful time. Well, it's a wonderful time, you know, for that to happen. You know, it's a very, very special moon in the energy that it's happening twice. So, you know, definitely a time to, you know, light your candles and you know, get that magic happening.
Yes, and green is a great manifesting color, and basil and vetiver for money and prosperity, right? Basil and vetiver, Matthew?
Yes,
two really
absolutely.
Good oils.
Yes.
Yes, and money drawing oil, which you can kind of anoint your candle with that, and your green candle. And you can also have the red candle for your passions and representing spring and Bridget, she goes by many different names, fire, flame keeper, brings in spring, the goddess of spring, which is Bridget for Imbolc. I just wanted to touch on that briefly, that Imbolc, it's I-M-B-O-L-C, if you want to Google it, y'all, anyone listening to the show, and that is effective February 1st and 2nd, depending on which calendar you're looking at. But it's a holiday with a variety of names, depending on which culture where you're located. But in the Irish Gaelic culture, it's called Oimilk, which translates to ewe's milk, E-W-E-S milk. It's a precursor to the end of winter when the ewes are nursing their little newly born lambs. I can just picture these sweet little baby lambs. It's a very pretty picture. Spring and the planting season are just around the corner. And basically, you know, Imbolc is the celebration of the coming of spring and, you know, done with winter. And that'll be a blessing for a lot of you listeners, I'm sure, that are freezing out there in different areas where it's still snowing and very chilly. But it's a celebration of the coming of spring and the lambing, L-A-M-B-I-N-G, the lambing season, little lambs. And I just wanted to mention this Imbolc candle chant. It's very simple. Speaking of simplicity and the beauty of that, you can, it's a cute little candle chant. You can listen to this again if you need to, you know, if you don't catch it all. But candle bright, burning fire, keep within you my desire. Now listen to the words I speak and clear a path to what I seek. Let my wishes all come true as they burn this night with you. Blessed be. So it's a sweet little chant that you can do for the Imbolc, February 1st or 2nd, with your candle. A little magical chant for y'all. So, where are we? Where are we? Where do you want to go from here, Matthew?
Wow, that's a huge question. Where do we want to go? You know, I think that, you know, we're kind of seeing a little bit of a pattern, you know, inside of, you know, the radio program, just about, you know, its simplicity and taking and getting back to the basics. It's that time, you know, again, for us to renew our faith, renew that, you know, that passions inside of us and going into spring, you know, and getting ready to, you know, gear up. So, I mean, today's show, I just really think that, you know, I think it is all about, you know, simplicity, getting back to the basics.
Yes, it is. Very good. I love just sticking with the basics, you know, and being grateful for the basic things, our needs being met in life, and whether that be the fresh oxygen that we breathe or good oxygen that we breathe every day to, you know, fresh water that we can drink, or just basics, you know, that that we really would have a difficult time surviving without, right?
Oh,
we didn't
absolutely
have those things. I also want to mention that today in the almanac, in the Wiccan almanac, that today is the day to practice peace. It is the historical birthday of the Roman goddess Pax, P-A-X, and her Greek counterpart Irene. So go ahead and invoke them and practice peace. P-E-A-C-E, you know, peace be with you. Get comfortable, breathe deeply, slow your heart rate and your breathing, settle as you inhale and say, as you inhale, say, I am. As you inhale, I am. And as you exhale, sigh and peace, I am. And then exhale, peace. Let the exhale carry away your tension, any worry, your agitation, anxiety, anger. Begin fresh with the next breath, and with each breath, feel more at peace. And throughout the day, if you find yourself in any conflict or an argument or angry or stressed out or any lower energies, negative energies, pause and breathe again, focusing on peace, returning to peace. The great Mahatma Gandhi said, "Seek to be the change you wish to see in the world." Today, take it a step further and be that peace that you wish to see in the world. Be that peace. So, I think there's a lot of peace being simple too, huh, Matthew?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you have a card that you wanted to share with everyone for this show today, January 29th? Any card that you've pulled or want to pull, and
The card that I pulled just before the show started is chaos to change, and so it just fits with simplicity. You know, when we declutter and we start slowing our lives down, we start realizing, you know, that we can survive with the most simplest of things. You know, we don't need all the materials. We don't need all this. You know, we have everything that we need to create that which we want inside of our lives, that which is going to bring us true bliss and happiness, not the, you know, mankind-made stuff. And you know, you said it so beautifully that the magician, inside of the wand, the focusing the intent of your energies, to focus the intent of what you want to create inside of this world. And so I think that like I said, it's perfect. Everything that we're doing here on the show today is focusing on that simplicity and creating, those things that we truly want and we truly desire.
Wonderful. I love it. I do see a caller with area code 480, but I believe she's listening. If she wants to have a question for Matthew, our guest readers, feel free to just hit 1, and then I'll pick your call up. Otherwise, I'll know that you're just interested in listening in. And I know who this is anyways. It's a dear friend of mine. So I'm happy to see she's here listening. But if she wants to ask Matthew a question, don't be shy and just press 1 and we'll be able to take your call. I heard some cards shuffling. Matthew, do you?
Yes.
Okay.
I was just going to lay out a couple cards and, just kind of see what comes up here. And, specifically focusing on our conversation. And it's really great because, what's kind of coming up and kind of the energy behind all of this is talking about, our spiritual bodies, okay, and taking care of our spiritual bodies. It's great that we go to the gym and we work out our physical bodies, but sometimes we don't challenge our spiritual bodies, the way that we should also, because we are all constantly growing and we are constantly learning. And every once in a while, we need to kind of shake it up. We need to learn something new. It's kind of what's coming up is that, don't be afraid. Be courageous to reach into the unknown and find out something that you might not necessarily know about. Try something new. It's kind of coming up that, people need to, not really need to, but, should be stirring up their intuition and taking a look at maybe a different tool to use, whether it be tarot or whether it be, maybe a pendulum or, some other different tool of intuition. And don't be afraid to use that. And the admonishment is to try it, and if it doesn't work for you, try something different. It's not that it didn't work or, it's, whatever, it's just not for you. So move on to something that does work, but challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to find those things that are new to you and to kind of just experiment.
Yes, I love it. I love it. I love experimenting.
So what are some of the tools that you use? We've talked briefly, but I mean, but I'm not really sure.
You put me on the spot now, Matthew. No, I'm just kidding. Well, I look at life as one magical miracle every day. I always have since I was a little girl. And so magic just comes natural to me, I'm one of these girls that, or ladies, should I say, now that I've grown up, and I'm still a girl at heart, but, if I walk by and see one of those, what are those little cotton ball flowers that you blow on them and make your wish? What are they called, those flowers?
The dandelions. Yeah, okay, yeah.
But I can't resist picking one up and making, closing my eyes, making a wish and blowing it, and when I see those, they're magical. And just like any little rock or pebble or lizard or, bird, hummingbird to love doves. I've been having a lot of doves humming on my on my window every morning with her humming. I thought they were owls, but they're not owls. They're those doves. But the things that I work with, back to your question, sorry, I got off on tangent there, but I love working with the nature, being out in nature, and finding my ground, being grounded out in nature, And then the moon, of course. I'm mesmerized by different types of moons that we have, you know, crescent moons, half moons, full moons, different moons, super moons, you know, black moons. I love working with candles and oils. I really love oils. I've been really getting into all kinds of different oils, frankincense, myrrh, sandalwood, rose geranium, just, you know, ordered some basil and vetiver, and I love money drying oils. I love crystals and rocks, exotic rocks that are out here in the desert. I have a pendulum. I don't really use the pendulum. I do have some tarot cards that I like to play with. I'm not an expert like you are, Matthew, with tarot.
Oh,
but so it's kind of it's very much a challenge because I have to look them up on the internet, you know, which for someone that has more patience and time, that could be interesting to look up each card, you know, just type in and Google each card, but sometimes it's more time consuming. So, but there, I know some cards that just the ones that speak out, like some of the major arcanas that, you know, that I know just by looking at them, if they're wonderful cards and if they're happy cards, you know, to work just from the look of them. Those are pretty simple. Let's see, what else do I love to work with? Sea salt bath is nice for cleansing, and I love, I say the oils and the candles. Oh, and music and chanting, don't let me forget. I have been doing a lot when the moon is full. I've been doing a lot of chanting, powerful. I love that chant that Isis Astarte Diana Hecate Demeter Kali Anana. Do you know that one?
I recognize it, but I don't practice that. So I mean,
Oh my god!
It sounds beautiful.
I love it, and sometimes I hear it just playing over and over during the day in my head, and then, I mean, it just comes on autopilot, and it's like it resonates with me because it just turns on itself in my mind, you know. And then I'm in love with that goddess chant, you know, with all those different goddesses. Mm. And I love the power of music, the power of chants and different music that's very mystical and magical to me when I listen to it, you know, to do with either the moon, the goddesses, or, you know, some of them are, you know, they're like what's the word for it? They're like manifestation chants, you know? I mean, there's several of them on the YouTube. It's amazing what you can find on there, you know? It's just using your creative, mystical, magical computer to help you bring it up. You know, the computer can be a mystical, magical, you know, helper too.
Sure, absolutely.
What are some that you'd like to share with our listeners? And I see another caller with 818 area code. Unless you're just listening, we welcome you to call in for a one-question reading with our guest, Matthew. But thank you so much for being in the queue. And press 1 if you'd love to speak with us live here at Magical Metaphysics with your host. I'm Celtic Raina. And actually, I see that. Do you want to share your tools right now or get back to them in a minute and we'll take a call?
We can take a call. I can talk, you know.
Can we take a call?
Ad nauseum, sure.
Okay, let's take a call from area code 480. Area code 480. I believe this is my dear friend Reverend Sandy, but let's see. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics.
Well, you're right. It is Sandy. How are you?
Hi, Sandy.
I'm sorry I didn't get in right in the beginning, but Matthew, you do have some intrinsic wisdom that you are sharing, and it's awesome that the message you have is about, you know, getting simple, and this double black moon is about going inside, looking at the dark side of yourself to find the light from the inside of yourself. So it is we get so hung up on different things. But, hey, I am the one that's usually in your shoes doing the readings for everybody and healings for everybody. And I'm one of those people that people go, oh, I'll do a reading for you, and then I end up reading them instead. Do you run into that, Matthew?
Oh,
do you find that when you go to someone, you end up reading them instead of them reading you?
All the time. And I try to be careful. I try not to pry. You know,
it just happens.
Yeah, it just happens.
Yeah, so
you know,
why don't you...
Sometimes when you get in front of someone, their energy is so open. And so,
exactly.
You know, when they're so open, you know, your intuition just automatically, like, kind of rears up, and it's just there. It's just right in front of you, and it's laid out. So, yeah.
You were discussing tools, but people have to understand... the most unexpected thing can become a tool. I actually teach several different types of classes. In one of the classes, I was standing underneath a ceiling fan, and I happened to mention pendulums and dowsing rods and explaining how they can show yes or no. And some I saw them all looking up at the ceiling. I thought, now what in the world's going on? And the little hummingbird that sits on the pull chain of my ceiling fan decided to act as a pendulum that I was standing underneath it. So the most unexpected things sometimes can manifest, and it's not so much that tool has any energy, but it's your faith in it and your openness to allow your higher self to work through it. And sometimes it's quite unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, too, Matthew, is I tell people if you find a coin and pay attention. Is it heads or tails? And if it's a heads, it's a yes to a question that they have nagging, you know. Or no, if it's a tails, and look at the date and add it up. Using quick numerology, one is about, do I take a chance and go to this new beginning? If the penny adds or the coin adds up to a two, it's a yes or no about a relationship. Or a three is a spiritual question. So it doesn't have to be what people would consider a classic, tarot cards or pendulums or crystals or, you know, there's all forms, mirrors, all forms of divination. And I was really pleased to hear you tell people, go out and get out of your comfort zone and experiment, because sometimes there's another way of you connecting to your divine self that you may not know unless you're willing to experience it. Don't say try, though. Try means you're not going to like something ever. But if you experience it, you might discover a new way for you to grow in your own journey.
Absolutely.
So I was so pleased to hear you say that. Yay. But anyway, flip a card. Come on.
So what's your question, Sandy? What's your question?
Yeah,
for Matthew. So you can have one question.
You know, I don't think about questions. How about let's ask about that lawsuit thing that's coming up in February.
Lawsuit thing coming up in February.
Yeah, let's see what you get on this one.
Okay. We'll look at the energy around it and see what, you know, what's there. Okay, let's see here. Well, you know, it actually looks like you've been doing a lot of work energy-wise inside of inside of the lawsuit. You've been really, really focused your attention on how you actually want it to go. And, I mean, you're ready for it to end, essentially.
You're right.
Is what the card just saying.
It's been going on since October of 2012.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of looks like there's been some snags, a lot of delays, but not on your part, but on the part of the other parties.
Right. Can you imagine his lawyer lying to the Attorney General's office?
That's
some serious karma.
Well, there's a lot of energy inside of this, okay, that is coming to a head. And so you're going to see some changes very, very quickly. The truth is going to come out. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
The truth is going to come out. All of that tension and things like that you've been keeping, you know, kind of like that pain in the small of your back, kind of carrying this weight around, okay, that's going to be transformed. And it's going to transform into joyous celebration. So I really, really believe that, here coming in February, that you're going to see a major change. Definitely. Now, one of the things that that you might have to deal with, okay, is the anger that is going to be like kind of directed your way from things being resolved.
I have to wear a spiritual suit of armor.
But she's going to win.
You're
she's
right
gonna
on
win.
This one.
She's going to win, though, Matthew.
Well,
she'll have justice.
I definitely believe that there's justice in the situation, yes.
Well,
oh,
and
good.
I think I volunteered to get this person from harming a lot of other people. But it's been, and sometimes, Matthew, don't you ever go, why did I volunteer for this God? Don't you have other warriors on earth? I don't remember saying I'd tie on those shoes this month. I've had enough shoes in my life.
Well, that's a catalyst for change, Sandy. That's what you're doing, because I've been there and done it many times where I was used to be the catalyst, to change, so that nobody would be taken advantage of again in the future.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. And, you know, he is a very vicious, abusive person. So, Matthew, you're spot on that one. So that is really awesome that I can, both of us together,
yay,
work on each other and get a good confirmation here, because you're right. I have done major work. I've done mirror work, and I've done bindings, and, you know, I've put up with his defamation of my character, which has proven by the state of Arizona that he's an outright liar. But, and it has been quite an arduous journey, but I just feel really calm about this. We finally have the court date, and I just feel really calm about it. So it's kind of nice when you can get positive feedback yourself from somebody, isn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, that peace that you're feeling right now is because there's other people that have connected in your heart space for the resolution of this case. So just keep with that. Acknowledging.
Oh yeah, it's kind of funny
feeling.
When you're not supposed to know that the Register of Contractors is already on your side.
Yeah.
That's a good one to have in my pocket. But well, Matthew, I'm just really glad too that with the people that are listening can hear that people can confirm when you have somebody who is very, very good at what they do. Because, again, I tell you, I'm a very hard one for anybody to tap into. So I'm just thrilled that. Beg your pardon?
I said thank you for your openness.
Well,
open.
you know as well as I do, Matt, that there's a lot of charlatans out there. And I get really concerned when people's ego projects them out that they want fame versus helping others. And I don't see that in your soul at all. Absolutely do not. And there's an old acronym, edging God out is what ego stands for. Whether it's God, goddess, I don't care what word you put there. But the true gifted person has to remember that as much as we want to give, sometimes there has to be a balance in the energy that goes in both directions. You sound kind of young, Matthew.
Oh, well, great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Oh, I'm probably way older than you, honey. So anyway, but, you know, I hope that the listeners are listening, because I'm going to tell you, Celtigrina, there are very few of these gifted people. As you've heard me, I've been trying to work with you and mentor you to see through people that are genuine, and I really believe that Matthew is one of them. So,
I know.
I don't
he
know
is.
People. Yes.
Well, Yeah. And that's what you know, I'm very particular about who is going to be on Magical Metaphysics, like yourself, Reverend Sandy,
mm-hmm.
who is authentic, because I want to keep it all authentic for the callers to know and trust and know that when they call in, they'll have somebody that is the real thing, the real gifted person. Now, nobody is 100% on anything, and there's a lot of different, you know, free will factors, if you will, which you know that people can change their path and their destiny,
right.
you know, based on the new information that comes in. They can, you know, have more possibilities in front of them and being in the know, you know, but that's the power of, you know, one of the things I love that's magical about readings is that you can be more empowered to make a decisive decision. You know, where do you want to go from here now that you know what's in front of you, right? What you
right, and see, here's the other thing. Matthew's aura right now is vibrant violet and gold, which is a sign of pure of heart and truth. So that's very awesome
that's
that you've had
too.
Him as your guest today.
He has a
You know, I listened quite a few times, so this is the first time I've pushed in to talk.
Oh, I'm so happy. You deserve it. You deserve
Thank you.
You deserve a question. I'm so grateful that Matthew was able to help you. You deserve it, Reverend Sandy, because you're always giving and giving and giving. You know, so it's time for you to receive, too. You're a dear, gifted friend and awesome guest on our show, too. So I'm so grateful that you did call in. And did you want to listen back? We have one more. We have another caller.
Yeah, I
want
to listen because he has lots of wisdom for such a young person. He's probably laughing at me calling him that.
He does.
Matthew, can I give you
blushing.
A hint? I got out of high school in the 60s, okay?
Okay,
so
maybe you're just a tad older than I am. Just maybe a tad. Not that much, but a tad.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to listen, and maybe we've encouraged other people to push that number one button. So.
Yeah, we've got another caller, so... Love you so much, Sandy, and thank
you
so much. Love you, hon. We'll put you back on hold. Thank you for supporting our show, and she's both a guest and a caller, which, you know, we you know, all our guests, Matthew can call in, too, and get a question from reading from Sandy next time, you know. Everybody can help each other. So, we do have a gentleman that looks like area code. Well, let's take this next caller. Welcome to Magical Metaphysics. Your name and where are you calling from?
John from Tucson.
John from Tucson. Okay, John, what question do you have for Matthew today?
I was wondering where you saw me moving.
Where I see you moving? Oh, that's an interesting question. Well...
There seems to be moving in the air.
I think so.
Movement.
John, I don't know if you were listening or not, but I'm in the process of a move as well. So just kind of looking. Let's see here. Okay. Well, hey, John, this is what's coming up for me right now. Is that, you know, you, wherever you're going to be moving to, make sure that you have a sense of peace about it, okay? Because I think that you've actually come up with like two or three different places that you want to go to, and they haven't really resonated with you. They've not been, you know, real, you know, at peace, okay? And I think right now, with the situation that you're in currently inside of your life, that you need some place to root yourself. You need some place that you can really, really call home and put roots down, okay? So when you're looking, please look at that kind of that kind of energy around a place. And definitely look for the harmony because, I mean, you have some issues, you know, as far as in the solar plexus, you know, there's some deep-rooted emotions that you're, you know, kind of working with. So just make sure that wherever you're going to be going, that you have that sense of home. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Okay. So let me ask you, I mean, are you planning on, like, doing a major change? Because that's the way that it's kind of coming up in the cards here. Like, you know, just kind of like, you know, selling it all and starting over again.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking to do.
Okay. And honestly, that's probably the best thing, okay? You have a lot of stuff that you've kind of put in the past, okay? And that's where you should keep it. Just let it lie there. Don't bring it with you. Keep it in the past. And, you know, start looking at yourself and start patting yourself on the back a little bit, because you've done the work. You've been looking at what works for you and what doesn't work for you, okay? And you've said, okay, I'm not going to be complacent anymore. You know, I'm going to actually take an active role in what my life is going to do and where it's going to head. So, you know, like I said, definitely pat yourself on the back, okay? If there is people that you have, you know, that there's some anger, animosity with, okay, pass that over before you make a move. Okay, get it up there. Be honest about it, and deal with it. Okay, because if you don't, that anger will follow you, and you don't want that to happen. So really, really take a look at that to find out. You know, hey, listen, who do I need to really have these conversations with to make this right? Okay.
Okay. All right.
So,
thank you.
You are quite welcome, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, John, for calling into Magical Metaphysics today and speaking with our guest reader from Dallas, Texas, Matthew A. Pierce. And for any callers that haven't called in yet and have one question for Matthew, don't be shy. Give us a call here, 347-237-5339. There's still plenty of time for a few more callers, and be sure to press 1, and we'll take your calls. Otherwise, we'll just resume chit-chatting, Matthew and I, here on Magical Metaphysics. And while you were giving that reading to that gentleman, I was kind of thinking about your earlier question about you know, when you were asking about which tools do I use and things like that, and you know, what magic? I just have some notes about what is real magic, and what magic means to me, and I want to see if you feel the same, Matthew, or similar in any way. But magic is another word for transformation. The word transformation, creation, and manifestation. And that's one of the things I love about Wicca magic, because it's a tool we use on the subtle energetic levels, a quantum levels of reality. And the quantum level is the causal realm. And, you know, we have the quantum level that decides which way reality will go. So if you want to manifest something into ordinary reality, you start by stimulating the quantum realm to favor that potentiality. And that's what I think that is the real magic, and, you know, it, taking form and activity, action. And that in magic we can transform our reality and ourselves to match our choices in life. And, of course, magic is a key component of, it's a key component of Wicca, which is what I believe in. So, but anyways, any comments about that? You were going to share your tools. We didn't hear your tools.
Well, actually, how about a just kind of reverse, and then we'll go into the tools.
Sure.
Because as you were talking about that, it's kind of funny because I was kind of transported back to my childhood, and my first, introduction to magic was David Copperfield, okay? I could not get enough of David Copperfield. I watched him, and it's not the same sort of magic that we're talking about, but
right.
That sense that sense of being able to do something that is just awe-inspiring and mysterious, that's what really, really intrigued me about David Copperfield. It wasn't about trying to figure out how did he do that. It was more of like the awe and, you know, just wow, you know, factor. And, I mean, I got to see David Copperfield, you know, a couple times live, and you know, the magic is amazing, but it's all illusion, okay? It's methods of doing something, you know, to make us believe that there's something else there or not there. And when, you know, when we really get into it, the magic that we're talking about, that's the real stuff. I mean, this is transformational. And you're so right when you say that, you know, this magic happens on the quantum level. You know, it's from every part of our being more magical. You know, scientists, you know, can say, you know, the reason that we have a beating heart is because there's electrical stimulation going on through the muscles and things like that. But when it gets down to it, they don't know what causes the electric. So
wow.
We are just a big bunch of magic that's happening, and it can't be explained, okay? But the great thing about it is if we focus our intent, if we focus all of that energy into those things that we want, it manifests, and that is magic. So to me, that right there, I mean, I love how you said it, and but you know, that to me is magic. We are magical beings. And, you know, when we start really looking at it and we start focusing our attention, there's nothing we can't accomplish, nothing.
Exactly. It's surprising. I mean, it's very surprising. It makes life surprising and creative and powerful. And a couple more notes of what you're saying to follow on what you're saying, Matthew. It's the process of tapping into our natural creative power of the universe and channeling it to fulfill a chosen intention. There are books written, you know, The Power of Intention by Wayne Dyer, and the intention. This is aligning ourselves with divine purpose, and we are fashioned to be co-creators of reality, not as manipulators of other beings, but as artists, I love this, but artists of our own life. And spiritual magic is co-creation with the divine creator, divine energy, divine creator, divine Mother Earth, divine goddess, or whichever, supreme being, divine spirit guide. Anyways, just had to throw those in there.
Perfect.
So it was going with what you're saying there. About magic, and that you're right, we're not talking about pulling rabbits out of the hats and,
no.
You know, the pretty girl on the stage assisting the guy chopping someone in half, the illusions, right? The
right,
illusions.
Right.
But if we create something and visualize it with such an powerful intent, that is magic, right, Matthew? We are creating it because... And that's why they say be careful, you know, what you worry about, or, you know, be careful what, don't focus on what you don't want, because you're magnifying that to you, bringing it to life, mm-hmm. right?
That's
bringing
absolutely right.
It to
I mean,
life.
Aaliyah, when she was kind of guiding me through some of these steps, you know, she says that which you put your focus and intent on draws it closer to you. So if you are constantly going around going, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, I'm sick, what's going to show up for you? Illness is going to show up for you, okay? If you go and you start putting your focus and your attention on, you know, I need money, I need money, I need money, I need money, then you're always going to be in need of money.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
When you focus your intention of I'm rich, and I'm taken care of, and I'm at the place where I want to be right now, then guess what? All of that has the ability to show up for you. It's in the now. So that which you focus your attention on, you bring closer to you. So, you know, one of the things that like I said, 2013 was one of those years of all those things falling away. I put my focus and I put my intention on working on myself and getting rid of the things that didn't work for me. And as I started doing that and they started falling away, more of the intention of what I truly wanted started coming out. And that right there is magic.
That is awesome. You're such an inspiration too, Matthew. You really are. In so many ways. And also because I know you personally, aside from being on the show, being our reader, and, you know, just I'm not going to talk about the, you know, your personal life because that's your personal privacy. But let me just mention that if you'd like to reach Matthew for a private one-on-one reading, he has a wonderful website at www.matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W-A, Pierce, like piercing an ear, P-I-E-R-C-E.com. MatthewAPierce.com. Also, that name is magical, Pierce, because it's like piercing through the veil or piercing through the truth or, you know, piercing through, you know, cutting through the BS or, you know, piercing it in the bud or, you know. That's a really magical name, Pierce, as well. Now, what is your heritage, Matthew? I've never asked you that. And
well,
I want to hear your tools before, because we can do 10 more minutes. We can go 5 minutes into overtime because I want everybody to hear some of the tools that you
Absolutely.
That you use.
Well, I come from a hodgepodge of different nationalities. I do have a little bit of a Cherokee Indian background, but a lot of Scots-Irish. The Pierce clan was actually, renamed when they came to Americas, but I was part of the McPherson clan when my ancestors were in Scotland. I have kind of a hodgepodge of different nationalities.
Wonderful. I know that feeling because I am the same thing. A real mix. That's beautiful. And I've always thought Scotland looks so beautiful and magical. Talk about magical. I'd love to. It's always been one of my dreams to go to Scotland and you know, have an adventure there. So let's listen to some of your special magic manifestation tools that work for you in your everyday manifesting.
Okay. Well,
and, yeah.
I play. I mean, that's my thing. If anything for me becomes work, it becomes boring, you know, so I always have to play. And, you know, to me, that just puts a little bit more energy into it. You know, I do read Tarot. I don't do a traditional readings. My guides, they kind of told me to throw the book away. You know, don't do traditional spreads. You know, do the things that come naturally to you and go from there. And so, you know, as far as reading Tarot, I do it intuitively. I don't do it by the rote, quote unquote. I can do it by the rote. I've done, you know, probably about 2 to 3 years study inside of Tarot in the cards and their meanings. You know, I just encourage people that if they're going to start using Tarot, that they take each card and they meditate on each card and get their own meaning from those cards. It's going to be so much more, shall we say, vibrationally compatible with them when they start doing readings for themselves. You know, there's different kinds of cards. I also use oracle cards, and those are not traditional tarot, but they have different meanings on them as well. One of the ones that I love, that I just absolutely adore, are called the Living Light cards, and it's by Meg Blackburn Losey, I believe her last name is.
The Living Light, L-I-G-H-T, Living Light?
Right, the Living Light cards. And I just think that they're fantastic. I mean, I get some of the most amazing readings out of using those cards. You know, so cards are a big part, but I would say even the bigger part is tapping into, with my guides and hearing my guides and my angels, you know, speaking messages to me. You know, they do say that I'm a psychic medium, and which, you know, I have had times that I've communicated with people who have crossed, you know, and gotten wisdom from them as well. So, I mean, there's, you know, as far as the tools that I use, they're all over the board. And I try something new, you know, probably every month. You know, one of the things that I kind of I'm ramping up to do in the spring is I'm going to get some dowsing rods, and I'm going to go you know, searching for some of those energy lines here in North Texas that everybody has been talking about. So I'm kind of excited about that. Hopefully, I can take some people along with me on my, you know, on my journey with dowsing rods. But you know, it's a playtime. You know, it's really playtime, and it's tapping into, you know, that hidden, those little hidden energies that, you know, we haven't experienced yet. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Wonderful. Yeah, you reminded me. I left some things out, Matthew, about the fact that I do listen to my inner GPS system, my inner guidance, you know, my empathic. I feel a lot, so I'll feel how I should do something, or I'll feel whether or not I should say something, or I'll feel somebody's not honest with me, or, you know, or I'll know if somebody's really true or not true, and, you know, just I feel a lot. So I guess my feely, tactile feely, you know, clairsentient, they call it, right?
Right.
Is probably my strongest. Sometimes I'll hear messages, but I'll hear some things. But I would say since I was about 7 years old, I've always been an ultra-sensitive, empathic, you know. I mean, it's in my chart. When people have read my astrology chart, they say, oh, you're a natural empath. You're, you know, you feel everybody's stuff, you know, for better or worse. I mean, it can be hard, too, to feel pain and feel people's stuff and take
right,
it on, or
right.
You know, feel through the television and start crying because somebody's having a hard time, you know, or something's touching.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's beautiful parts to feeling and having more compassion and being in their shoes, or you know, just kind of making sense of it all with the feely stuff. So. Yeah, that's definitely a tool I feel that I use. It's just a matter of trusting it more and more. As I learn to trust, it'll be more powerful, I guess you would say, or more...
Right.
Maybe that's not even the word. More credible to myself, or, you know, type of thing where you just... you believe in yourself, more confidence in your own, you know, wisdom instead of...
Absolutely.
But I still love to get readings and different objectives besides myself. It's great when I get a reading and with you or Reverend Sandy or Reverend B from GGM, just people that can validate what I already know
right.
in their own way. You know, in their own way, so, and I know they didn't make it up because I didn't tell them, or I didn't tell you. You know what I mean? It just, that's how I know when someone's authentic, that I didn't have to tell them anything. They just came out with it. And then, oh, my goodness, yes, that's what I was thinking, too, or what I was feeling, too, or, you know, or concerned about. So, but anyways, we are, I can't believe this hour went by so fast. It's just unbelievable. It's already gone. It's already been an hour, 3 minutes after. So what would you like to say to our listeners that are still listening out there, Matthew, for today's show? What would you like to say to close this show, Magical Metaphysics?
What I would like to say is just, you know, take a look at your life and see how you can simplify it. Let the stuff that doesn't work for you anymore, let it go. Don't try to hold on to it. Just let it go. You know, let it be transmuted. Let it go back to the universe and allow the new stuff to come in. Because once you start simplifying and once you start letting go, that's gonna provide the space, you know, for that magic to happen. So that's what I would have to say.
Beautiful. I love it. I love it. It's like the Zen lifestyle, that Zen, feng shui, less is more, simplicity. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you can't really think straight when your refrigerator's cluttered or your clothes are everywhere or, there's just too much stuff taking up space that you don't really need, that we don't need, So beautifully said. Well, I want to thank Matthew Pierce for being our guest today and wanted to encourage listeners. I see there was a lady, Susu, who had logged in the chat box. Susu, if you're still listening, if you'd like to get a reading with Matthew, you can contact him at www.matthewapierce.com. And you can also Google his name, Matthew A. Pierce. He is in Dallas, Texas, and he does readings over the phone. And I know because I've had several readings with Matthew over the phone, and he's just as great as he is in person at the psychic fairs when I first met you in Texas at Miracles of Joy, right? Miracles of Joy?
Correct.
Yes, yes. And that's such a beautiful name, too. So hello to Miracles of Joy, if anyone's out there. it's a great little metaphysical store, and definitely enjoyed meeting Matthew and Eileen. Those two are my favorite readers there. So many blessings to everybody. Until next Wednesday, join us again for another magical time, I guess you would say, with us and more moments of exploration into this life. And next Wednesday, the same time, same place here on Blog Talk Radio. And with that, I'm going to just say, blessed be, and get ready for tomorrow for that super black moon, and get your candles and get your pen and paper ready and write out all your dreams that you're manifesting to come true. So many blessings. Good night, all.